Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
They're searching inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Hey, Northeast Pennsylvania, it's Rob O'Donnell on WILK News Radio. 103.1 FM, 910, 980 AM, or anywhere on that Odyssey app. Catch us anywhere you get your favorite podcast. Just search The Rob O'Donnell Show or your smart speakers. Just ask them to play WILK News Radio. You'll listen to us live anywhere. That Odyssey app works seamlessly with your CarPlay, so it's a good little thing to have. So it's 3:09 here, 51 degrees on this Thursday, October 23rd, 2025. Lots going on in the sports world, the crime world, the organized crime world. It seems to have kind of reared its ugly head yet again. And what I'm talking about is this massive FBI arrest after a multi-year investigation, multi-agency, the FBI, the NYPD, game bureaus, and a whole lot of other. But listen, a couple of sports figures, active coaches, active players, retired players. I believe they're looking at about 36 arrests. And again, everyone's proven innocent till proven guilty. But this not only affects sports betting, but it brought us back into the realm of organized crime. And it's interesting because organized crime is alive and well, And I'd like to bring in my good friend who I saw today on Fox News on this very topic, James Gagliano. He's a former supervisory FBI agent, has worked organized crime cases. James, thanks for joining the Rob O'Donnell Show on short notice. I know you were busy all day.
No worries, Rob. My pleasure to join you. Lots to talk about today. Definitely not a slow news day.
No. What I got out of this, and there's a lot of connections between organized crime in New York City and here in Northeast Pennsylvania with the Buffalino family and such like that. What this told me and shouted, right, I've worked in the Organized Crime Control Bureau. You were a supervisor in organized crime for many years. That the organized crime is alive and well in the Northeast.
Yeah, I think some people are under the mistaken notion that, you know, the Italian mob, La Cosa Nostra, this thing of ours, which basically, you know, came from Sicily when Italians, you know, decided to emigrate over between like 1892 and 1943 and ended up on Ellis Island. And some of these mafiosi from Sicily came here. Now, everybody knows, you know, because you've watched The Godfather, you've watched Goodfellas, you've watched The Departed, everybody knows New York City is obviously the mecca of that with the five families. The interesting thing about it is that of the five families, three of them were involved in this. You don't see that. You don't see the Gambinos and the Genovese and the Bonanos working together, leaving out the Lucchesis and the Columbos in this instance. But yes, organized crime is alive and well. It doesn't have the power or the reach that it once did with the labor unions and with political corruption. They don't have senators in their pocket, per se, But, Rob, if you don't think that they're not out there conducting these types of crimes and crimes attached to violence, there were threats made here. There was extortion. It's a Hobbs Act charge. So this is classic mob stuff, brother.
Yeah. And the technology that it was described at this news conference. Now, they didn't get into too much detail, but, you know, special contact lenses for high-stakes poker games, X-ray tables that could see the cards through a table. What is your take from the amount of technology that's being used here?
Well, you know, again, and the FBI director and the U.S. attorney in the Eastern District of New York, they laid out that, you know, this is across like 11 different states. Obviously, there's an interstate component to this. Anytime you have online gambling or, you know, you use the mail for illegal purposes and you can make an interstate nexus, it gives you that federal connection. The level of technology was pretty compelling to hear that. I mean, that's a little step up from, Don Corleone back in the 1950s in the 1972 movie The Godfather. But what I thought was also interesting was this was essentially only about tens of millions of dollars. And I say that, of course, that's a huge amount of money. But the NBA players that were involved had huge contracts. I think Rozier had a contract for $90 million. Phillips, who's a coach now out in Portland, you know, won championship in the Hall of Fame. It's greed. And when you attach greed to something that is rife for corruption and attaching gambling to the NBA or any sports leagues, which the NBA has basically welcomed them in, this is what you're going to get.
Yeah, and again, we're speaking to FBI former special agent James A. Gagliano, supervisory agent, who's worked organized crime cases. Just on that case, one of the basketball players that were named in this case, one of the details that came out during today's press conference is, you know, $200,000 in cash in a bag that was delivered to him. And again, this is someone who's making tens of millions of dollars. So is there that extortion aspect to this? I mean, it's not a financial game. Is it the thrill? You know, what do you think is the driving cause here?
Well, first of all, two things. So there were two indictments today. And not to get too wonky or in the weeds, but just so the listeners, you know, understand, there was an indictment with approximately 30 guys that was related to those illegal card games. And why were they illegal? Well, because they were fraudulent. It was a rigged system. There was cheating going on. And then the second case, which I believe had about six people indicted on it, that's the one related to Rozier that you're talking about. Now, what is that? Well, that's where they're ripping off Vegas. And how are they doing that? How are they fraudulently ripping off Vegas? Well, it's this thing called prop bets. Prop bets are proposition.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're tuned into Auto Intelligence live from Auto Trader, where data, tools, and your preferences sync to make your car shopping smooth.
They're searching inventory.
Oh, yeah.
They find what you need.
They're going to find
it. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. Pricing's precise and true.
So true.
It's smarter car shopping.
Ooh.
Just for you.
Oh, it's just for you. Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Bets. And instead of just betting on whether or not your team is going to win or lose and what's the point spread, instead of that, what ends up happening is you can bet on everything from how long the national anthem took to be sung before the Super Bowl, what color the Gatorade is that's to be splashed on the winning Super Bowl coach. And you can also make prop bets on individual players. Here's where the problem is, Rob. If you put out a prop bet and it says a quarterback is going to throw three touchdowns and you can take the over or under on that, well, if that quarterback is in on it and says, hey, I got two touchdown passes, and if I just happen to be a couple of inches off on this last one that should be a touchdown, somebody can make a lot of money, including me. In the NBA, it was how many points, how many rebounds, how many steals or assists a player would have. In baseball, you know, whether or not a pitcher is over or under 11 strikeouts. So these are ripe, R-I-P-E, ripe for manipulation, because it goes to the heart of individual players. And if you have a league made up of good people doing the right thing, protecting the integrity of the game, and you have a couple of louses, a couple of criminals that, like in Rozier's case, he's made millions and millions of dollars in the NBA, but apparently that $200,000 was so important that now he's cast shade over the entire league and the integrity of the product.
Now, you know, myself coming from the NYPD and you coming from the FBI, you're seeing our agencies morph over the years. Sometimes it's not been a lot to be proud of. Sometimes it's been hard to defend. You more recently, the NYPD and ebbs and flows as well. What did it make you feel like? Because I know how it made me feel to watch this show of force with the FBI, the U.S. attorney, the director there, the NYPD police commissioner, the joint task force that was put together on this multi-year investigation. That's just at the start of arrest being made.
Yeah, and there were essentially three agencies that worked hand in glove on this. And you pointed out two of them, the FBI and the NYPD, as well as Homeland Security or HSI investigations. I'm like you, man. We know about all the petty squabbles that go on and the territorial disputes. Anytime you can get federal agencies to work together for the common good, it's a good thing. Look, I don't want to, you know, cast shade over, you know, the production and the dog and pony show and, you know, each, you know, the police commissioner and then the FBI assistant director in charge and then the U.S. attorney have each got to get up there and have their 5 or 10 minutes of laying out the same things. It's part of the production, and obviously this one is going to capture the public. And again, it's not just capturing the public because, one, you have these big-name guys who were big-name players, and you have a league that is very, very popular, generates a lot of income and wealth, and then you're casting a pall over the product. And then you've got the Vegas aspect of this, the fact that bookmakers were ripped off. And then you add, which I believe, as I said on Fox today, was the buried lead, the fact that the mob, people think that the mob is, you know, dormant and the mob has gone away and the mob is, you know, not as powerful as it once was. That last part may be true, but Rob, if this doesn't indicate that our time spending, you know, working the streets in the organized crime branch didn't yield rewards, which was, yeah, all of a sudden the mob became less powerful, which allowed the Eastern European gangs and the other transnational organizations like the drug cartels and the Jamaican posse and groups like that to basically proliferate. This sends a big message, too. If the mob is doing this, what the hell else are they doing?
Yeah, no doubt. No doubt there. I know I've spoken to some of my friends in the FBI, and I know you speak to your brethren there often and more often than I do. What's their feedback to you now that, as the director Kash Patel would say, they're allowed to let good cops be cops again? Is their morale coming up? Are they doing the job and with the backing they know they have to do?
I think a lot of them do. Look, and Rob, you know this as well as I do. You came from an agency with 36,000 cops. I came from an agency with 12,000 FBI agents. Neither one of those places are a monolith of ideas. There are people that are, you know, upset about some of these moves and some of the redirection of resources and assets and mission focus. And there's some people that are ecstatic. Folks like me and you that work the streets, that worked violent crime, we like to see this. We like to see the numbers generated of these bad guys being taken off the street. And yet there are others that would complain and say, well, it's misplaced focus. The FBI shouldn't be working with ICE and shouldn't be doing this and shouldn't be doing that. This kind of stuff happens every 5 or 10 years. I remember when Robert Mueller took over, you know, 1 week before 9/11, and then a year later had to brief Congress and explain why he was going to redirect some 600 agents off of drug squads and FBI NYPD task forces into the counterterrorism branch. You have to focus on what the threat is at that time, and then you've got to move to squash it. And there'll be people that say, oh, Jimmy, this is penny ante stuff. Hate to use a gambling term, but this is small potatoes. Why aren't they focused on more important things? I would disagree. I think law enforcement can walk and chew gum at the same time, Rob. And there's a lot of different things that they're working on that, blessedly, the American public doesn't know, but they're working to keep us safe at night.
Yeah, and after seeing this press conference today and this loud and clear message that organized crime is alive and well, at least in the undergrounds, or not so much in the undergrounds, you know, after the NYPD merged its Organized Crime Control Bureau, an entire bureau, into the detective division, and, you know, the FBI has given resources to other things, I could see both agencies now rethinking their staffing when it comes to organized crime, you know, not only in New York, but across the nation.
Yeah, but, you know, this is a tough time right now in New York City to be recruiting police officers. I don't know how, you probably know better than I do, but recruitment and retention across the last 4 or 5 years, I'd say even going back as far as 10 years, has been very difficult. Now, look, that appears to be taking a turn, but for police officers right now, and I'll put in a shameless plug for an organization I sit on the board of, but the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, one of the things we do is support financially law enforcement officers who have been unjustly accused of a crime. And in today's day and age, man, I don't know how you and I would have survived the way that things are done nowadays, where police officers are considered guilty before they even have due process. And when you have politicians that are afraid to stand up for them and say, hey, look, what they did was objectively reasonable under the circumstances, and yeah, it had a bad outcome, but look at what led to that. It wasn't the officer or the agent. It was noncompliance, and it was, you know, the permissive environment that we've allowed over these past couple of years where people are able to act out and get away with it. And what happens when that happens, Rob? Then bigger and bigger and more violent crimes happen because they just don't think they're doing any policing.
Amen, brother. And the way things are going in New York with this election and predictions, there might be a recruiting cliff in New York in the NYPD very shortly. So we have to keep an eye on that for everyone's safety.
Absolutely. I don't know how, if Mr. Mamdani ends up, you know, winning the seat and becoming the occupant of Gracie Mansion, I don't know how he ever recovers what was lost when he called the NYPD truly the greatest police department in the world. And I've studied them and continue to study them as part of my doctoral dissertation. I don't know how he recovers their trust and confidence after he smeared them and called them racist and bigoted. So he's going to have an uphill battle with that, brother.
No doubt. And again, we're speaking to James Gaglianos, former FBI special agent, supervisory special agent. James, thanks for joining the show. It's always great to hear from you and get your take, brother.
Always good catching up with you, Rob. Take care, my friend.
Thank you.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Coming at you live from Auto Trader, here's New Car Energy.
There's search and inventory. You can make a budget for your wallet to help you succeed. It's smarter car shopping just for
Find
you.
Find your next ride at autotrader.com, powered by Auto Intelligence.
Once upon an office so dreary, Wendy's HR presentation made everyone weary.
Was it a bore?
A snore. Could have used more charm, for sure.
That's it?
Wendy opened Canva, looking ecstatic. She began to work her magic.
Docs, prints, presentations galore. All in one design. Not dull anymore.
The next day, Wendy wowed the crowd. They clapped loud.
I feel so proud.
Now, imagine what your dreams can become when you put imagination to work at canva.com.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.